Randy?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, sorry. I think we lost a connection there.
Right.
Sorry about that. Yeah. So, like I said, what's the name of the business that you're with?
The corporate name is JSEA Enterprises LLC. It's doing, it's a DBA as Sauter's Landing.
Oh, Sauter's Landing. Okay. All right. So you are, you're an LLC for your business structure?
Correct.
Okay, cool. And then the address we have is 9815 South Ocean Drive, number 5. Is that good?
Correct.
All right. And then is this the best number to reach you at?
It's my cell phone, and then the business phone is 772-229-0246.
0246. All right. And then I just want to confirm the email address that we have on file. It's randysauter1@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Okay. Excellent. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
We're open a little over 6 months now.
Oh, 6 months. All right. How's it going for you?
I've been busy.
Nice. Nice. Have you owned any other restaurants before?
I've been a partner in one in West Palm, and other than that, I've been in the business for, oh gosh, 45 years.
Oh,
working
nice.
Mostly for the big chains.
I gotcha. All right, so let's see here. You know, we got a lot of different programs. I know it looked like you were interested in the working capital. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I'll see if I can point you in the right direction.
All right, so we've come off our first season, and it's our first year, of course. So, and I know this season that the business trend will slow as we get into summer here, which
sure.
is probably about 3 to 4 weeks away. So I want to have a little cash put aside or have the ability to get some cash to tide me over if I need it. So that's kind of what I'm out there looking for, I don't know, maybe $20,000-$30,000 as a possible reserve.
Okay. All right. Let's see. You guys expect to slow down in the summer? Is that typical for you?
Well, yeah, because I'm in Florida. So the winter is
okay.
The peak season. Where are you at?
I'm actually in San Diego, California.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys don't have a slow season at all, do you?
Yeah,
like,
there's no
all the time, right?
No such thing as a season for us. Yeah, we get the same thing all the time.
Right, yeah. We're here, you know, it's starting to get into the mid-80s already. So in another month or two, we'll be in the low to mid-90s.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
And we'll still have, you know, traffic here because we're actually out on A1A, which is the intercoastal. It actually goes between the intercoastal on one side and the ocean on the other.
Oh, okay.
So, and of course, there are hotels and that type of thing. And so we'll get some traffic this summer from people that are summer vacationing. But the peak of our season starts probably early January, and it'll run usually through Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. All right. What type of food do you guys do there?
Well, we sit on the docks in the marina, so it's right by the water. It's a small little place, like 50 seats, and we serve fresh seafood, fresh steaks, burgers, chicken. Everything's all scratch made.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. Now, for the 20 to 30, what brought you to those numbers?
Because I kind of have an idea of what the sales were from the old restaurant that was there that I purchased.
Oh, okay.
So just doing the math, I'm fairly confident that our sales will be higher than what they had, but typically, from the P&Ls they had given me and so on and so forth, I just kind of worked the numbers and thought, hey, you know what, that's probably about the number on the worst case scenario that I'm going to need to tide me over summer till I hit season again.
Okay, I see. All right. Now, the old restaurant, that was in the same location that you're at, and you purchased it and took it over?
Correct.
Okay. How long was that restaurant in business for?
The restaurant had been in business through multiple owners for 35 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you took over, did you change the concept up, or was it... did it stay?
It stayed kind of the same, but it used to be pretty high end, and would cater to a fairly limited number of people. What we did was, this actually sits on an island called Nettles Island. It's actually a complex of about 1,500 residences.
Oh, wow.
Right. And in the past, they didn't really cater to the people that were here, which I just can't, at least the last owner didn't. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. Because, I mean,
not at all.
You're on an island and there's a captive market, you know,
they're going
to drive past your door every day to get off the island. So we've changed that part of it. And so, you know, our pricing is quite a bit more affordable than it used to be. You know, we added like draft beer, added air conditioning to the dining room. We took about 4 months to do the renovation this last summer.
Okay. Now, for the 20 to 30,000, are you looking at that as is it to go toward operating costs, or is it just to give you a cushion with the decrease in sales?
Right, the latter.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. And then, you know, any idea on how soon you would want to actually get the cash?
Probably, let's see, this is because I'm starting to wind down season now. And so I'd probably want that cash middle to late May.
Okay.
Now, how your program works is it's all done in a lump sum. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Is that something you draw on?
Have you done a working capital loan before?
No, not really. Again, we've only been open 6 months.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So,
you know, just to give you an idea, it's a lump sum. What we'll do is we would go ahead and get you qualified for or approved for the highest amount that we could. There, you can kind of choose how much of that total you'd like to use. And when you decide that you need it, you let us know. We file the paperwork. It takes 24 hours. And then we'll deposit the cash. We would deposit the cash into the business account. And you can use it however you see fit. It's unsecured cash.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what are you guys tracking to do for gross annual sales?
Probably in the 6 to 650.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, just to give you an idea, typically with the working capital programs, the loans are primarily based on sales. So we're generally able to do around 10% of your top line. So if you're tracking for 650, you'd be looking, you know, somewhere around like 60,000 that you'd be eligible for. So if you needed the 20 to 30, you could choose to take that, and the rest would remain available to you at a later date.
Okay.
Now, are you the one? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then the interest and whatever doesn't really accrue until at such point in time when I actually draw the cash, and only for the amount of cash that I draw, correct?
Yeah, so we actually won't assign an interest rate to it. Once you decide the amount that you want, like say it's the $20,000, we would then go ahead and process the paperwork, deposit the money into the account, and you'd have a fixed amount for a total payback.
That won't
increase or balloon like an interest rate. It's just a fixed amount, and then we actually offer discounts for paying it back early. So the only time it'll change, if you want to go ahead and, you know, finish it off before the term is up.
Okay.
Now, were you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
Because I sucked all my credit to actually open the business.
Yeah.
And we ended up, normally, the original plan was to open June 1st. Took us till end of September to open because we ended up having to go through a whole bunch of renovations that wasn't planned. In order to be able to afford to do that, I ended up taking my personal credit, sucking it basically dry, and at the end, I just, you know, there was just too much debt for me to be able to even possibly think about paying off in the next 5 years or so.
Yeah.
So, I've just let the payments go, and you know, I'm like 90 days past due on just about every one of my personal credit cards.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I mean, nothing to worry about too much as far as the working capital goes, just because, like I said, it's primarily based on sales. So, we'll get you qualified and approved based on the sales. The credit's just a minor factor in there.
Okay.
Now, do you have any other business loans that are currently out?
I have one that's out for about $35,000, and that was for leasing or the purchase of the equipment originally.
Oh, so it was all equipment for for $35,000?
Yes.
Okay, so are those
equipment, small wares, that type of thing.
Okay, is that set up on a monthly payment for you?
Yep, $1,100.
Okay, all right. And that $35,000, is that the total amount, or is that the balance that you have left?
That was, again, I've only been open 6 months, so,
It's not going to change too much.
I've paid like 6 months or so far.
Okay. So. Okay.
Hey, you got that?
All right. Okay, so, the next step in the process would be, I'm going to go ahead, I'll email you the application. It's a one-page application. I would need that with 6 months of the recent bank statements, so you guys are right at that point, open 6 months, you should have, 6 months of revenue to show. And that's okay. what we'll be able to get you approved on.
Okay.
I would also need the most recent tax return that you have. Now I know that the business just started, 6 months ago.
Right.
So for the year 2015, have you filed any taxes for the business?
Has not been completed, no.
Hasn't
been
completed.
In the process of being done, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. Because what I need for the application package is, the one-page application, 6 months in bank statements, and then the most recent business tax return that you have. If we're waiting on that, I can go ahead. Let me do some double checking to see how exactly to handle the being open 6 months. Yeah. But in the meantime, if we just get the application and the bank statements, we can at least take a look at some stuff and see where we stand. Try to get the process moving forward. Let's see. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and email you to randysauter1@gmail.com. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. You'll have my direct line, my email. Feel free to, if you have any questions, you can call or email. I'll be able to get back at you, pretty quickly. And I will check on the tax return situation, and I will shoot you probably a secondary email once I get feedback on that, on how we'll go about that. But in the meantime, it's just the application and the bank statements, and we'll get some things put together and get some options for you.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Randy. Did you have any other questions before you let me go?
Not so far.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, I'll send that over to you right now. And, if you have any questions, let me know. We'll be talking soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Randy.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.